That's Luis Resto and the Holy Fools, a Detroit band with a distinct world music flavor.
Detroit has this street grit, this street, what we would call stank, which is good.
The band performs up north this weekend. From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. Luis Resto is known for his work with Detroit rapper Eminem. He co-wrote the hit song Lose Yourself, which you're hearing now.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it? Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy.
In 2003, Luis won a Grammy and an Oscar for that song, and he still works with Eminem. Lately, Luis has been in the area working with Interlochen Arts Academy students on an upcoming musical. Now, he's bringing his five-member band up north for a couple shows. The band got together last year.
This gig came up, this opportunity, at the Jazz Cafe at Music Hall in Detroit. And I decided to mix all these different things I was working on and these people that I was working with into this show. And I just thought it would all fit. And in fact, it did. It's a real cast of characters. Everybody's got a personality in it. And the final piece was the drummer. And that's where Ron Otis comes in. And Ron and I go back to around 1995. Okay. So it's a real diverse group and, you know, different grooves. And it all combines to be this mesh.
The band performs covers and songs written by Luis. He usually plays the keyboard or sings. Here he is with the lead vocal.
You make me nervous with the things you do. Ooh. Lock the gates, shut the codes, keep the vermin out. Plot hate and black rose, make them run and bout. Bring me your tired, your poor. Look at me on the screen. You're fired, hear me roar. Something like you never seen. Woo!
The Holy Fools, that name came from a friend of mine, Ralph Valdez. I wish I could claim it like I had the insight, but I enjoyed it.
What do you mean by that? Why the Holy Fools? What does that mean?
Let's see. In the current social atmosphere, I prefer to stick to what my heart believes. And some may call me foolish, you know, or naive. And I'd prefer that label as opposed to going along with things that I don't believe in that aren't kind to humanity. So why do we call it fools? Because I think we're actually opposite of it. I guess it's that, the irony of, you know, you may think it's naive to be humble, but I believe it's that's the way you should be.
This group has got people from all over. You mentioned Iran, France, Senegal. You're originally from Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Bit of a United Nations feel almost. But you said something that's interesting. You said there's an alchemy or a mix of styles, including jazz, funk, rock and roll, classical, that really defines Detroit sound. And that's really what brought all these sounds together was you had that Detroit connection
totally.
In common.
Totally.
You say it can't be heard anywhere else. The way it is in Detroit. Why not? Why do you think that is?
Oh, man. I've played in New York, in L.A., Nashville, Chicago, and I can say there's no place like Detroit. You stick out like a sore thumb because Detroit has this street grit, this street, what we would call stank, to it, which is good. You have George Clinton bringing Parliament funk, where it's at the heart of Prince. It's at the heart of many sampled rappers currently. It's at the heart of Dre. Then you have Detroit's rock and roll scene, the MC5, where in the time, you know, they had the White Panthers, which wasn't at all a racist white group. It was under John Sinclair, this poet that was, you know, they were part of the hippie movement of the 70s, 60s in Ann Arbor. You have Iggy Pop coming out of Detroit. You have the Detroit Symphony with classical being one of the top symphonies in the world. Obviously, now you have Kid Rock and Eminem. And I find wherever I go, you don't get that type of pot stirred into one place. And even if New York supports city and you do get all these influences, there's a certain slick, there's a certain kind of a straightness to both coasts that is not Detroit. And Detroit, I think, comes from the working man, you know? And that's my experience.
Don't burn my effigy, the doll that's hanging with a face made up like mine. Don't burn my effigy, don't burn my denomy to black holes for eyes that are blind.
What would you say the defining thing about this group is?
The common link is me, not, you know, not to be too bold, but we're doing mainly my repertoire, but I quite enjoy this from other projects that I've done because there's a great community between us. Each person, as I say, really brings themselves into this. You know, when Maria is singing Piaf, and it's these French words being sung, I love hearing the sound of the French word being sung, and it's a great respite from my anthology of songs. And at other points in my life, I've been very guarded of not, you know, I gotta do my thing. And it's really, this is not that. It's a more open forum.
You can hear Luis Resto and the Holy Fools tonight at 7:30 in the Fine Arts Building at Interlochen Center for the Arts. That show is free and open to the public. He's also got a show Sunday afternoon at the Workshop Brewing Company in Traverse City. That starts at 2 o'clock. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Thanks for listening.